Would all of our guests in the chambers, as well as our friends in the upper gallery, please rise for a prayer by Reverend George, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
Psalm 90, verse 12 says, "Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." Almighty God, we ask that you would guide our deliberations today with your spirit of wisdom and understanding. May our time together be fruitful, and may each decision we make be grounded in wisdom and integrity, reflecting our commitment to serve the people of this great state. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schroer, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
Senator from Cass is here. Senator from Jefferson is here. Senator from Newton is here. Senator from the 5th is here. Senator from the 9th is here. Quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 60th day, Tuesday, May 7th, 2024.
Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, I close.
Senator from Shelby County renews her motion that the reading of the journal be dispensed with and it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Senator from Cole.
I'm seeking unanimous consent to allow a member of the Jeff City Police Department enter the chamber with the sidearm.
Hearing no objection, a Jefferson City police officer shall be entered the chamber with the sidearm. Senator from Cole.
Well, I was going to wait till introduction of special guests, but go ahead with your, don't wait.
The introduction of special guests on the calendar has no longer, but you're welcome to inquire somebody like the senator from Callaway, who's jumping up and down at his desk.
Can I inquire, do I have to inquire the senator from Callaway?
No, sir, you do not.
All right.
I don't.
Let me inquire, let's try the senator from Callaway.
Senator from Callaway, do you yield? The senator from Cold is excited to talk to you this morning.
Well, reluctantly now, Mr. President, but yeah.
Please proceed.
Trying to help.
So, Senator, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you, Senator? You got a lot of people that need to be.
So, I was listening last night very intently, and you told people you're going to get a hamburger when all this was over. Did you get your hamburger?
No, I did, that's right, I did. I'm, like, so brain dead. I went to Patty Malone's and got a big old cheeseburger. It was delicious.
Okay, so, and I also would like to talk to you about our veterans that serve for us.
If we could have some quiet in the chamber so the senators from Cole and Callaway could be heard in their inquiry. Senators, please proceed.
So, do you have any World War II veterans that you know of in your district?
Plenty. Yeah, there are those. They're Korean veterans in my family. We have a lot of veterans. It's important. It's real important.
So today we have the honor of having Wilbur Strybe here this morning. He served the United States Armed Forces. He was distinguished himself as being in active duty from 1943 to 1946 as a corporal in the Battle of the Bulge during World War II. He was assigned to the 125th Anti-Aircraft Artillery Battalion, which was credited with knocking down 750 buzz bombs being sent from Germany intended for England and other targets. He's also received countless awards and honors for his dutiful service to his country, including World War II Victory Medal, the Army Good Conduct Medal, the American Campaign Medal, the European African Middle East Campaign Medal, and the Rifle Marksmanship Badge. And he also, in addition to all that, he will be celebrating his 100th birthday this July. So with all the freedoms and liberties that we are blessed to have, I would like to thank all the veterans, but especially today, Wilbur Strybe. And if the body would please make him and all his friends feel welcome, I'd really appreciate it.
Let's make this American hero feel welcome in the Senate chamber today. Senator from Cole. The order of business is petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I ask that you recognize me for an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I plan to make a recess motion until 2 p.m. today. I'm hopeful by that time we can start work on the budget.
Further announcements. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, with no further business coming before the body, I move the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.